15 East, go ahead.
Okay, Joe, out the window 5, I just picked up the tumbling object again, so for sure it must have been a slop in. I don't think we can still be approximately at F4 at this point.
I don't think so, Fred. It's several hundred miles aft of you. 700 miles is the number, I'm told. And since the slop panel didn't make the mid-course correction, that might be it.
Yeah, it's, I can't really tell for sure, even through the monocular, that it is, but it looks the same relative position to the stars, and best I can tell, about the same intensity, so about the same distance from it.
Can you see it tumbling? Does it have a shape, or is it a point?
No, I can tell it's tumbling. It's, I guess, the flat side, not only spacing me, it's not only much brighter, it also grows larger.
Okay, very interesting. We'll see if we can figure out where that's at relative to you. They keep updating the S4 impact on us a little bit. The last guess we had was that it'll impact about the same longitude we gave you, but close to zero latitude, and a little bit later. You still won't be able to see it. And they're saying it might make
Roger.
They're saying it might make a 100 to 120 foot crater too.
Past the Terminator for us for a while.
Right, it'll be at about the Rev 20 Terminator, so it'll be late in your lunar orbit activities before you'll be able to photograph it, and FAO is looking at whether we can work that in or not.